Welcome to the Jungle Gyms Podcast. What's up, Banana Bunch? You know what time it is. It's time for another episode of the Jungle Gyms Podcast. I'm your host, Mark. Welcome to the show. Oh, yeah. You hear that refreshing can opening? We just got this in right before I taped the segment. Olipop brought in a Barbie-themed, a little Barbie collab. I actually thought it was an April Fool's thing. It's not. It's real. It's peaches and cream. If you haven't tried Olipop, I really love it. I've done a bunch of stuff you can see on our social media pages, things of that nature. Really love Olipop. I love what's happening in the soda space right now, that a lot of these independent brands are trying to do gut health forward beverages like this. What is amazing here, there's 9 grams of fiber in this can. Not a lot of sugar. We're talking 50 calories. So if you compare that to leading soda brands, which would be a much higher amount, it's really nice. Feels good. It tastes good. I know what your diets look like. You could use the fiber. Oh, and that's good. You never know. Sometimes the peach thing can go either way. Like sometimes peach drinks a little weird. Well, welcome to the show. Got a good one for you as always. You know, something I've talked about the last couple of weeks, we've got a Jungle Gyms app now. It's available on all mobile platforms, right? iOS, Android, all that stuff. So what's cool there is you can check out things like the weekly ad every week, right? I'm looking at it right now as I'm talking to you to show this off. So we got the weekly ad on there. You can find all kinds of things. We're running deals right now on Tipperary Irish butter, for example, which is really, really, really good butter. And that the sale price is kind of insane. This is fun too. Through the 4th, which is Thursday of this week, so the day after this show releases for you, we're doing a 3-day sale. And that's things like the 16.9-ounce bottles of Coke, 7-Up, and Pepsi products, or 6-packs. Those are $1.99 right now. Deal on Snyder's pretzels from Hanover all the way, $1.49 a piece. Ground beef rolls, they're on sale for $2.99 a pound. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on right now. Kind of a fun way to lead in the weekend, but we're putting these special app deals right on the app itself, so you can check that out. It's right at the bottom in the middle of the app. You'll see it. You can't miss it. It says app deals, and there you find things like Magnum caramel ice cream pints at $1.99. Matt's soft batch cookies. I always love reading these names. But one of my personal favorites, I'm a drink guy. You know this. I love Hint Water. We've done some giveaways with them. We have some more coming up. I've got a really big giveaway from them. I'm just trying to figure out the right layer of insanity to make sure that this goes over well. But Hint Water rules. In particular, their 12 packs of water right now are on sale for $8.99. That's awesome. If you haven't tried them, you should definitely would. It's like, it's flat water, right? But it's got actual like fruit essence in it. It's really, really good, really refreshing. If you're one of those people like me that's trying to keep kind of your overall soda intake down, but you want a little something off the brand that's not just regular water, highly recommend it. You got to check that out. It's really good too. So anyway, this week on the show, we're doing a couple fun things. You know, early on when I started the show, I got feedback that people loved getting some of the behind the scenes here. And when I started, there was a manager here that wasn't here currently at the time, but he's back now. Frank's back. You've seen him on episodes of the show. Like he was the tiebreaker reviewer in our sandwich making contest I did with my friend Jake of Dust Village a few months ago. You can watch that on YouTube. Highly recommend. It's a fun piece. But Frank was telling me the other day, he came in, he's been back with the company for a little while, but he came in recently and was just like, hey, Mark, my daughter's doing it. And I guess maybe I should give you a little clarity. Frank is a very musical person himself, and so is his family. And his daughter has a band called Live Your Dream, and they come and they play a lot of our events here. So like the Wine Festival, they just did our Golden Bananas Gala recently. A really cool, very talented group of people. And he's like, Mark, I got a little secret for you. She's singing for the Reds next week. So we're like, hey, let's get a little promo on this. So of course, I'm going to introduce you to Yolanda and Lamar here, and they're going to tell you all about that in a little bit, as well as give you a little background on some of their times around Jungle Gyms. And of course, a little insight into Frank himself, which I love. I love that we get to talk about, hey, you know, it's so dumb. And I think the internet has ruined this for people a little bit because, you know, you'll hear these companies who are like, we're like a family here. And I get it. 9 out of 10 companies are not that way, right? And I feel pretty privileged to work in a place where I'm one of the 1 out of 10, right? Where I actually do feel like I'm kind of part of something. And I think that's really refreshing. So it's really fun to me to get to meet these people who have these experiences that can talk about that. And not to mention then share it with you because we are just this family business doing crazy stuff here all the time. That's a little fun. And then coming in after that, we're bringing in Z Zach from Urban Artifact. He's talking about an upcoming event they're doing with some of their, well, you know Urban Artifact for their fruited, their Midwest fruit tarts. Or if you're not familiar with exactly what that means, that's a fruited sour. It's like a fruit sour beer. Delicious stuff. If you haven't had it, so good. But we're talking a little bit about their new one, Cappy Snacks. It's a fruit bunch beer. And we're talking about an event that I'm hosting in collaboration with them at the end of this month. It should be a fun thing. There's a little costume action involved. It's very fun. So anyway, that's what we're looking at this week on the show. So why don't we kick off, and let me just introduce you to Yolanda and Lamar, and they can maybe I can get her to sing for us.
Well, I'm going ahead and roll that. I think that was beautiful. Yeah. That was all I hoped for. I was like, that's my promo clip. We're ready to go. I also, you know what? Actually, this is a great time. We could just lead with this today, Yolanda. That's one of the harder songs to sing, right? Would you say the national anthem?
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't write it for vocalists. So whenever I look at the sheet music, I'm just like, huh.
It's hard.
That's what you want
it
me to do.
Yeah. What you think, because is pressure.
Right.
And everybody's saying things and everything. But it is. It's a hard song to sing. It's so unreal because all the songs I sing, I'm like, this one is, I don't know what it is about it.
Right.
That's the interview right there.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, yeah, that's it, right? Well, you know, I think about it like that where I'm like, oh, because anytime I've ever been, you know, I sang a lot and I've been a musician my whole life. And it was always that thing where I always felt like I'm going from like head voice, chest voice. And that I hate that break. And I've spent all of my vocal training my whole life to be like, let's get rid of it. But then, of course,
right.
That's amazing. Well, you sounded incredible. Yeah. So, and that was, look, folks, I had her doing that without any notice. You walked in and I was just like, here she goes. Give me a bar of that. Well, why don't you both introduce yourselves? Yolanda, I'll have you go first.
Okay, I'm Yolanda Drake. How are you guys? What else did you want me to say?
Musician extraordinaire.
I'm Yolanda Drake. I'm a singer. I've been performing for over 30-some years with my husband right here in our group. Been doing a lot of things across the country and opening acts. I love it. I'm retired from my normal job.
Congratulations.
This year, next month.
Oh, that's awesome.
And all I do now is our music.
That's amazing. Yeah. So Lamar, you're obviously involved as well. Yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Lamar Drake. I'm a musician, songwriter. We've been playing together for well over 30 years.
That's amazing. I love it.
So right now we're just enjoying it. Both of us are retired, so we're back full-time musicians and just enjoying life.
How amazing is that?
Oh man.
Yes.
It's a dream.
It's a dream.
Healthy.
Of course, yeah.
Trying to stay.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like maybe an underrated fortune.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously with you being related to Frank, and Frank's a legend here at Jungle Gyms, I thought this made so much sense. Yeah, what a cool guy.
Yeah.
I'll tease them because I asked you off air if you had really gotten to grow up around the store, but the timing was off. But obviously you've spent some time here, and I think we've only met really through you performing at the events.
Yeah, that's
we've been Jungle, I tell you, it's like another family.
Yeah.
When I was in, we were probably in our 20s, 30s maybe.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. Because it was family. We performed up on the big boat that he had. Is it still over there?
Is it the one?
With the animals.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if it is over there still. But I was wondering if that's the one that's in seafood though.
Could be.
Okay. We were up on that boat.
Yeah. Jungle.
Performing in the store. Different and amazing that was. And then one time we were performing up there and here comes Jungle. Was he on skates?
Yeah.
He was skating around.
Roller skating.
Or his something.
With his Jungle Gym outfit.
Down there, like Jungle
Gym's safari. Safari out.
But that just shows how fun the store is. There's a lot of different things in this store.
We've done a few things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the first things Jungle hired us for was, he used to do for the youth, diabetes. I guess it was helping to fight diabetes.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he would throw a big fundraiser. And that was one of the first jobs that Jungle gave was to perform at this fundraiser. And this was probably well over 20 plus years ago. It was for children who had diabetes.
That's amazing. Probably
right.
Like junior diabetes.
Junior diabetes.
Fund.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'd done a charity event for them a while back. I was like, I bet they're the
same. Jungle. Well,
I love that about Jungle too. By the way. That's like one of those fun little like. Look, I think anybody that's like funny and unique like him, I imagine people pigeonhole him. They're like, oh, that's just the guy you are. Mm. But then you find out those things where it's like, oh, he actually is genuinely invested in his community.
Yes.
You know, does a lot of, you know, kind of a good cover, honestly. You're like, oh, you're too funny to be helpful. Well, the secret's out, Jungle. We know about you. We know you love us.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Yes.
We do appreciate Jungle.
He's given us
a lot. That's so cool, though. So. Well, and I love it, too, because it's like, well, you can imagine that throughout my career, I've been to a lot of events. Mm-hmm. It's very nice to be able to go to ours because I know the music's going to be great.
Right.
You know? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, you've got some fun stuff coming up. So I heard, so this week you're doing the, did you say it was the Dayton Flyers or the Dragons?
We are doing the Dragons, Dayton Dragons on the 5th, opening day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've been doing that for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Started off way back. I sang the national anthem for the Dragons. They had a big contest and I got the top spot. Yay.
That's amazing.
But yeah, and it was, and I enjoyed it so much. They asked me to come back and sing it again another time during that year. And now they got our duo and trio performing outside, you know, to entertain people.
Sure, so, that's really cool.
Yes.
And then, of course, obviously locally, I mean, I know. Oh, yeah. We can't bear the lead. Since we did have Reds opening day recently, too. So I heard, is it the 9th?
Yeah. April the 9th, I will be singing the national anthem at the Cincinnati Reds game.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One of my vision board goals.
Oh, I love that. Oh, and I think you just read my mind because I was like, with all of this success that you all have been seeing in this regard, what are, well, now you worded it even perfect for me. What else is on the vision board?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The next to be the Bengals, Pacers, Colts. We actually opened the pregames for the Colts, Pacers, Bulls. And
yeah, we've done a few professional teams.
That's amazing.
The pregames, yeah. But I want to sing the national anthem.
She wants to do the national anthem.
And our group, you know, we got dates coming up.
Yeah. You guys have a great sound. You know, the song selection's always awesome.
Yeah.
I think a thing that it makes so much sense to me when I see you all is that you really bring a lot of fun and energy to the proceedings, which I think is something that is, I don't want to say, it's not, it is appreciated, but I think people don't notice how much of an effect that has on the party. Seriously, yes, silly as it is.
It does.
You know? And like, look, the last time I saw you, you were like, I love your jacket. I was like, I will come sing so badly with you right now.
I did. I love that jacket.
You got that musician look. You got that musician look. Yes, you do.
I was like, you were dressed awesome, too. I was like, I like this. I was like, I think I found my new family.
Well, next time we're doing the Wine Fest this year.
Oh, that's always awesome.
That's in November, so you have to come up and sing a song with us.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Come on.
Yes.
I would. Trust me. No joking. I am so ready. Yeah, exactly. The only problem I have here now is buying a new outfit for every event.
Tell me about it. I need to know where you go. Like, I need something.
Yeah.
The trick is I just keep buying incredibly cheap Chinese fashion. Not quite fast fashion, right? Like, it's a little higher quality, but it's also clearly probably made by children somewhere. I'm like, don't tell me the details. Just send it to me in gold. You know?
That is all right.
Well, and see your dad, too. I mean, like, when he came into the last show, I was like, all right, so now I have competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was killing me. I was like, oh.
He wanted to do that.
Oh, my God.
He looked amazing. That whole thing. And Betty, too. Oh, my gosh.
He loves all these events. He loves jungles.
Right.
You can tell. This store, he loves it.
What's really interesting is I came in right when he was gone for a little while. And everyone's like, did you get to meet Frank? I was like, no, I never met Frank. So he was a legend by the time I finally met him. Okay. So I finally met him. He just came in randomly one day. I was like, oh, I see why. Minutes of talking to the guy, I was like, I entirely understand what was missing in this moment, right? Again, it's that same thing where he's bringing that good energy, genuine happiness. Like, I'm sure he deals with problems here at work, but I've never seen it in a bad way. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's just a great guy.
Yeah.
And you need more of those, you know?
He knows that he does not know any strangers.
No.
I love that.
Very friendly. Everybody loves my dad wherever we go.
Everywhere.
And I love that because that lets me, you know, I mean, his employees, when he, you know, was here before and he's back now, we can't keep him away.
Right.
So, and I'm just glad Jungle have seen back, you know.
Yeah.
We were joking the other day. He's just like, all of my kids have retired. I was like, what the hell are you doing here, Frank? And he's just like, I love it here. I was like, you know what? I believe you.
He really loves it.
You're right. I never thought about that. Yeah, me and my sister both retired. He's still working.
I know. He was cracking me up. I was just like, Frank, you know you can, right? I was like, I don't want to get rid of you.
Please don't want to retire.
Look, we need two happy people in the building. I can't carry all the weight by myself, you know. Oh, it's so refreshing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, please.
What?
NYD, my information.
Oh, okay. Oh, please. People who would like to reach out to us, we have our website, which is www.lydliveyourdream.com.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, same thing on our Facebook, LYD Live Your Dream. Also on our I don't even use it a lot, but I know we got it.
I got a thing. He handles all that, as you can tell.
I need that set up in my life, by the way.
What's the one that the younger people use?
Oh, is it Instagram, maybe?
Instagram is the one. I don't even really use that one as much, but we got it.
It's one of those things that I think the longer time goes on, I always, you know, because I'm like my own manager, right? Yeah. Where I'm like, okay, I have to make this piece for this site and this site.
Yeah.
It's like that frustrating thing where I think about, well, you know, talking about the music industry changing over the years. Wow. I think about, I mean, I haven't really done music professionally in almost 20 years myself.
Yeah.
But thinking about how different it was back then, where back then it was like, oh, you didn't have, now we're,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're out there like, all right, I got to make sure I'm constantly relevant to everybody. Here's a clip. Here's what we sound like. Here's
It's that way.
Instantly. And you send in a promo pack. Now you can just go to your thing and look at it.
Sure.
Yeah, it's that.
Which I think makes different. It's like it makes it a little easier at first, right? It makes it easier for people to find you.
Right.
But then the hidden part is you're like, okay, great. I'm going to go spend the next 3 days cultivating all of these videos and all this stuff so that if somebody wants to book. So
Right. That's,
well,
that's,
I'm glad you guys are making it easy for us, truly. No, seriously. And I respect it, too. It's one of those, I'm like, I get it. It's invisible work, but we love to see it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said, we've been performing for a long time, and we love it. So we can keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to keep doing it as long as we can.
You
said,
you know, we met a lot of people and done a lot of things in the music. I mean, we met so many people across the country.
That's so
cool. I mean, we did opening acts. And
for
anything from your backyard to opening up for George Clinton. That's what I'm saying. We've done it. We'll do it. If you want us, we'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. Bring all of Parliament Funkadelic. Why don't you, George?
Man.
You know?
Man.
Oh, I bet that was incredible. I was going to ask, have there been other acts like that that you've been really excited about? Who are some of your favorites you've got to play with?
Oh, man. We've got, like you said, we got a chance to play with Parliament. And then there's a couple of people that are really heavy on the jazz side.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, like Kim Waters.
Okay.
Alex Bouillon, we've been with Pieces of a Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've.
That's cool.
Yeah. Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Monica.
And then a group around this way is Zap.
Yeah.
Zap. They have Roger more bounce to the ancestors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we've done some stuff with them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's been pretty. It's been really good for us.
I get it mixed up when we did.
Yeah. Chubby Checkers.
How much twisting did he force on everyone? Man.
This is, you know, it was much in his later days, so he wasn't.
Yeah,
but
of course not.
Kind of like a little. Yeah.
Yeah, but man, Chubby Checkers.
We get it, sir. Just sing it.
that might be us one day. So.
That's awesome. That's the dream now, right? Like, you know, and why not? I mean, you can still do it. That's kind of one of those, I think, out of a lot of the artistic professions, I feel like doing music is one that you kind of can do until.
Until you just can't do it.
Yeah. Right? And like until my body completely.
Until your body shuts down on you.
Yeah, because we know some people are in their 80s or singing.
We know. We are.
I mean, look at Patty and Gladys.
For sure.
It's a lot of them. We got a guy.
Exactly. Yeah. I forget who told me that. But he was like, money's the best moisturizer. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's weird how that works. I got to meet Gladys Knight in an elevator in an airport once.
Oh,
and she was delightful, by the way.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and I was really young. I think she was just impressed that I was like 14. I was like, I know who you are. You know?
I bet that was good.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. All right, so we've gone through. We got some of the big pro teams. Well, here, that's another good one. Is there another big musical act that's on the vision board that you'd love to open for or play with? Or
anybody who would have us open up.
There you go. Anyone.
I mean, yeah. He always say in the beginning, I was starstruck, like, opening up for I'm getting used to it, you know, and they're like normal people. But any act, if we would love to be open, actually, any.
It's the fun. It's just the fun to be on the big stage. The big stage is always, you know. Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing that. It was interesting. Well, you said like from backyard parties to the big stage, right? What I kind of love is to see how the big stage works compared to the smaller stage, right?
That's
because most of my career has been all small stage.
Yeah.
I've had a few big stage opportunities, and it's always crazy. Where it's like, oh, you have somebody that's job is just this one little piece of the puzzle.
I'm telling you,
small
man.
Stage gigs. I'm also the sound man.
Right.
It is.
The difference in the big stage and the little stage, you want the little stage that you can get more intimate.
Yeah.
Face to face, and you can see people. But then when you're on the big stage, I mean, I loved it. I mean, we did the Welcome Home Heroes thing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Dating at the arena when they had, I mean, thousands of people. It was sort of like far away. I like both, but I'd rather have where sort of I can see the people feel them.
Sure.
But now I want the big stage now.
Yeah, right.
It's just the sound.
Yeah.
That's what it is, the big stage. The sound is so big. Yeah, you know, and we do a lot of casinos, and some casinos have really good sound, but
yeah,
it's something about when you're on the really big stages, the sound is so big.
Right.
I mean, you can hear yourself just whisper. I mean,
it's wild too. And I think that's one of those times too, where even though it is like a big crowd,
yeah,
you do have a weird connection to the people in the audience. So I always find it so fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I always struggle. I'm like, you could put me in front of 20,000 people, no nerves, no anxiety, no nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But if you asked me to sing right now for the two of you, I'd be like, nope, I've actually never done that.
No, that's it. That is that way. I get nervous every time, but in front of a smaller group or people you know, your peers.
Of course.
It's nerve-wracking.
Oh, that's
like weddings. Weddings.
Oh, yeah, and I bet those probably got to be the most stressful.
They are stressed.
Everyone's like magnifying glasses. Yeah. Did you play?
Weddings.
I've requested Let's Groove multiple times. Can you please play it already?
Right. Weddings are their challenge.
Yes. You DJs also. Anybody need a DJ?
Hey, that's good too.
Oh, yeah.
We got duo, trio, DJ, band. That's cover.
That's awesome.
Want that LYD, look us up.
That's perfect. Yeah. Well, first off, congratulations on everything. I'm glad we actually got to sit down, so I'm looking forward to seeing more events.
Yeah.
Wine Fest will be a great time. And of course, I'm going to try and catch you at the game on Tuesday.
I get so excited about that. For some reason.
Cool. Why not? It's a cool event. And there's
it is.
People are like, we're playing at so-and-so this weekend, but, National Anthem. You know,
it's like that.
I think it's kind of a musician's rite of passage a little bit. Where you're like, this is a big gig.
It's a
powerful moment. And a lot, and look, people come to the game, everybody's in a good mood. And you can
You
put your hat over your heart for a minute and you're like, yeah, let's sing it together.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we all know the song.
It's a big moment. It's a real big moment.
It's my little goals on my own.
No, yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you crushing them. That's super cool. I love it. By the way, this is another chance for me to get on my soapbox. Make a vision board, everybody. It works for everyone.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Oh, it really does.
It really do.
It's crazy.
I can show you the picture when I did, and it says on there, sing national anthem for, and it lists the Colts, Pacers, Reds, Bengals. Yes.
And then you get to do that fun thing where you're like, look, I know people sometimes will laugh when I tell them the same thing, but I'm like, just write it all down. And it's like, make the huge, crazy goals, but then make a couple attainable ones. But it'll do that thing in your brain where you're like, oh, wait, I can do this. I can do all of this.
You're right.
I never thought I was going to host a show in a grocery store, folks, and here I am. You know what I mean? It's like,
exactly.
But like, you know, I mean, it was one of those things, and so I think it's a great thing.
And with your hair, too.
Yeah, exactly. I told Jungle, I was like, look, Jungle, I can blend in all the way now, too. I feel bad because I have my jacket in the wash today.
Love it. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm so glad we get to sit down together.
Yeah.
Okay, again, congratulations. So we'll see you up in Dayton on the 5th, and then on the 9th with the Reds, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then for sure, Wine Festival and everything else, you'll be on LYD.com, right?
Yes. Yeah.
On our website, you can check us out, see where we are. But definitely the 5th, Dragons, 9th, Cincinnati Reds, come on out.
You gonna give them a sample?
And
I did get a little sample, but if you want to, I mean, I wouldn't hate if you have any more.
You already got it. Then you know what to do.
I was real quick with that. I was like, I think I got it.
Okay.
But just in case I don't,
I'll do a smidgen.
We'll take a little extra.
Okay. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Play ball. Play ball.
I wasn't gonna do the whole thing. I'm like, please don't crack, because it's like I wouldn't expect.
I know, but you did beautifully. It sounded incredible. And that was no warm up off the top. That's impressive.
None whatsoever.
So now you have to come in and see her do this live with the warm ups. That was beautiful. Oh my gosh. Well, if you ever want to come back and sing for me anytime, I'd love to have you. I got keyboards in here, whatever you need. I'm working on an electric drum kit. Slowly but surely, I have a whole band set up in here. I play a little guitar, mostly sang. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not, yeah, see, this is that moment. I told you, I was like, anyway, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
No, it was my pleasure. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. Mission accomplished. Yeah, I love when people come in the office and sing. If you haven't been here in a while, I feel like I haven't had a lot of musicians on here. It felt a little weird for a little while. It was just a lot of work for a short segment. But, you know, if you come back, I'd love your hidden talents. And you know what? Maybe if you're one of my coworkers that's watching the show, maybe you should show off one of your hidden talents. I'd love that. Reach out to me. Any of you, reach out to me. podcast@junglegyms.com. I love talking with you. I love engaging with you. Follow us on TikTok, all that good stuff. While I'm here real quick before I launch into this next event, don't forget, April 8th is the big eclipse, a total eclipse. We're in the path of totality, and we are having an event here at Jungle Gyms, obviously weather permitting, for what is probably an obvious reason. We should check that out. It's all over our social media pages. You can find Jungle Gyms on eventbrite.com and just follow all of our events there. Highly recommend that, as that looks like that's the way we'll be doing event tickets, announcements, that sort of things in the future. But tickets are only $5. You get a free pair of solar eclipse glasses. We are working on some free drink samples for you. I'm pretty excited about that, for some favorites of mine, as well as we will be selling some light eats made by the Oscar Event Center staff, right? Because we're doing it at the Oscar Station. It's the building that's on campus, but not attached to the main Jungle Gyms building here in Fairfield. And to be clear, if you're asking, the Eastgate store is not in the path of totality, so there will not be an event over there. So check that out. Join us. It's only $5. It'll be great. And in the meantime, let's talk about another event coming up here with our pals over at Urban Artifact. Zachariah Sage from Urban Artifact, welcome to the show. What do you got with us today? We got Cappy Snacks.
That is right. That is Cappy Snacks. It is a fruit ale, specifically fruit punch. So if you've ever wanted to relive those glory days of hanging out with your friends and cracking open a fruit punch, it is back and in six packs to share.
That's awesome. This is exactly what Bruce Springsteen was singing about when you mentioned glory days, was fruit punch flavored beer from Urban Artifact.
Oh, I presumed Born in the USA.
Maybe that too. I don't know. I felt like that was supposed to be about blue collar workers. It probably was. It's like, this song is about a T-top convertible, okay? And as T-shirt as you can get. Is this where I tell a mean Bruce Springsteen story? No, I'll save it. That's for another time.
That's for the Bruce Springsteen themed episode.
When Bruce comes in and I go, why were you so mean to me when I was 15 years old? Why did your mother have to apologize to me? I just had to tell that story
He's
yesterday.
He's from New Jersey.
Yeah, we both are. You thought there was like some sort of accepted brotherhood. Okay, let's talk for real. So we're not just talking Cappy Snacks today. We're here because we're doing a fun event together.
Correct.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what was a lovingly originally referred to as Fruit Palm Prom. It's evolved a little bit, right?
Quite a little bit, as things do. So on April 27th, the general event is Urban Artifact's birthday celebration. We're going to be having some exclusive fruit tarts made, bourbon barrel aged fruit tarts.
That sounds good. Is any of them birthday cake flavored?
Thank goodness, no.
But Brett, if you're out there, challenge.
But we have that. We've got a ton of music going on. But in the upstairs in the reliquary, we have a fairy ball.
Okay.
And you were actually a part of that. From
I was just going to say, I was like, tell me more. I was like, what did I agree to?
Well, it's quite simple. We're going to have a dance, a ball of many fantastical proportions. We are going to have not only some light bites as well as drinks, but we are going to have a DJ in the form of Keisha doing the tunes all night long. We'll also have Mark Boris in there as MC.
That'll be fun. Well, Keisha, friend of the show.
Of course.
Actually, if for those of you listening, Keisha not only is going to be doing this at Urban Artifact, but you can hear music from Keisha on every episode of the Jungle Gyms podcast.
Correct. And we are also going to have the Fruit Queen going out and about and checking everyone's outfits. Now, I want to say that costumes are not mandatory.
Right.
But they are highly encouraged, because if you have an outfit that strikes the eye of the Queen of Fruit, you have the chance of getting either a title of fey nobility or potentially some glorious treasure that will make a dragon completely jealous. And you can also find that we will have a complete bar up and ready. And the important thing about this is it is $30 admission. However,
okay, there's however, VIP, right?
There's a VIP premium for $40, and you get two drink tickets included, which is a great value, if I do say so myself.
Will you be dressing up as Foghorn Leghorn for the event?
Oh, I do. I declare. Who knows, you know? I mean, I don't ever want to call myself a chicken, but time will tell.
So we got food. We got drinks happening. We got costumes optional. I talked to Scott about it today. I know he's wearing a regular suit. I told him I don't own a regular suit. I might bring wings. I can't decide how far we're going. Are there any, well, I don't want to be too authoritarian. Are there any rules or other notes? Like, is this 21 and up? What's the score there?
Yes, this is a 21 and up affair for this magical evening. So leave all the sprites and sprockets at home. Also, it will be a cash bar, but all the more reason, again, to get the VIP ticket with the two included drink tickets.
Heck yes. You know, I meant to ask, can you tell me any of the things that you're brewing special, or are we keeping that a surprise for the event itself?
I do not think that the powers of B have officially announced that. I've already probably said too much, but that should be enough to whet your appetite.
It is crazy. I can see the little laser dot on your chest right now, so I'm sorry,
the
guys.
Fruit rifle is
I'm right sorry, the me. Scots are out here.
And keep in mind, like I said, costumes are optional.
Yeah,
however,
but encouraged
heavily, because aside from the potential prizes you could win, we are also going to have professional photography all evening to commemorate this event.
That's awesome. I was thinking about that too, because I want to encourage a costume, because I enjoy an opportunity to dress up. I'm torn. I had this discussion with a friend the other night about another event where we had to dress up, and he was like, "I refuse to dress up. It's one of the fakest things you can do." And I'm like, in certain situations, I totally understand what you mean. However, in a fun situation, that's so awesome. Like, why not, right? So I'm on board. As a fat person, it is hard often to find the right kind of clothing. It's not as accessible if you're in shape. You really have no excuse, in my opinion. I'm like, oh, they mostly make stuff for you. Like, I definitely have to, like, shave a couch to get most of the material. No, I'm kidding. But, no, I'm always trying to encourage people. I'm like, dress up. Have fun. It's a prom. Would you show up? Look, we all joke about the person that shows up to every wedding or every fancy dinner, and they're always someone's plus one, and you know the outfit. They got cargo shorts on. They got the short sleeve button-up tee. There's nothing wrong with this person. It's a guy. It's always it's a guy.
Always
a guy.
I've been this man before.
There's nothing wrong with them, but it is an opportunity. It's like, come get a little weird with us, you know? Spread your proverbial or hopefully literal wings.
Yes, quiet.
Yeah, we talked about prizes. What else you got? I know you've got notes. Look, I joke. I'm always excited when people bring notes. You can read off them.
Oh, I think I've
This show's it. About literacy.
That's why we have the follow the bouncing ball right at the bottom of the screen for everywhere we say. Follow along
it's
with
our
improv.
It's a sing-along episode.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do a musical.
That actually would be good.
That's a Radio Artifact collab,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course. So. I dreamed a dream of days gone by.
Do we know who the entertainment is yet, or is that also on the TBD list?
That is TBD for the
But I know
birthday,
we did
right?
mention Keisha, yes, of course. Yes. You know, so, huge Devin Burgess stan.
Yes, so the birthday celebration, you can find all the info for that at our Facebook, on Urban Artifact, on all of our social medias. The Fairy Ball, however, you can also find all that information on there as well. I believe Mark is going to put the ticket link for the ticket information scrolling across or some sort of link.
I'll put it in the show notes. That way they got actual direct clickable access to it.
Perfect.
Heck yes. Because otherwise I'll just make up a fake link that's like marklovesapples@aol.com. Just click on that and then see if it happens. I do love apples. But I'm an Android guy. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It is okay.
Yeah, this is you knew this was going to happen when
I'm
you came
aware.
In. Right, exactly. You're like, okay, so we talked event time. So again, April 27th. Mm-hmm. Do you have the start time?
Yeah, starts at 8 p.m. and goes until 12 a.m.
21 and up, tickets in advance, starting at $30, right, for the regular access for the normies. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be one of the cool people, you definitely want that VIP energy.
Of course.
Every VIP ticket goes into all of our pockets.
That's how you pay for a sponsorship.
Though. I mean, literally, this is how, I don't want to tell everybody how the world works, but it's usually exchange of goods and services. You pay, we're going to give you two extra drinks for VIP, right? You're going to get two drinks to try. Mm-hmm. If you haven't tried, look, I know I've been being silly with you the whole time, but I do genuinely, look, if you can find me three places usually, my living room, my studio here, or hanging out at the bar at either Urban Artifact or Inside Radio Artifact, which is the venue that is inside of the Urban Artifact building. It's really beautiful. Those are the places you can find me. I genuinely love this stuff. When I got to try Cappy Snacks, well, you'd help me try it early, which is great. I mean, it's literally, it tastes like a can of fruit punch. And then at the end of it, you just feel a little bit better about your life, unlike a Capri Sun, which I feel decent.
Correct.
It's kind of flatline. I start out, I'm like, all right, Capri Sun. And then I finish it. I'm like, oh, I wish I had another Capri Sun. This one emotionally moves the needle quite a bit for me. But, you know, we talked about that. We've done the gadget. Mm-hmm. We did that fun trick-or-treat seltzer thing a couple of years ago, which I'm still mad at everybody at Urban Artifact about.
Stay tuned on that one.
I can't wait. Those were so weird. So weird and in the best way. Mm-hmm. I love that you guys are always taking wild swings like this. So it's wild culture, wild swings, real fruit, you name it. Mm-hmm. Well, Zach, pleasure as always. Thank you for coming in here. Again, you said it was all over the Urban Artifact socials, right? And it'll link you to Eventbrite and all that stuff. So you can buy the tickets. Amazing. Well, I'm obviously looking forward to seeing you on the 27th. I'm also very much looking forward to seeing all of you on the 27th. So get your tickets now. Let me know if you're going to come personally. All right, folks. Well, we got some fun stuff coming up in the future. Looking forward to that. I have a wine episode coming up next week where you get to hang out again with Michael as well as Amanda. It's her second appearance on the show. We're talking about some upcoming wine events in the store, some recurring wine events, some new wines. We're trying some really good stuff. Love that. Definitely check them out. We talk about that on our social media all the time. And then the week after that, we got an episode on butter. And I've got butter from all over the world, including local heroes, Parisian Pantry. We just launched a butter called Pepe from Australia. That we are right now the only place you can get that in the United States, as I understand it currently. Maybe don't quote me, just in case I'm slightly wrong on that. But the butter is incredible. All of the butter I've mentioned is incredible. Highly recommend you come check that out. And last but not least, we got a new energy drink in. It is we're the ones launching it in the states of Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. So right now you can only get it through us at Jungle Gyms. It's called Juvee, J-U-V-E-E. You'll see some reels and TikToks about that soon. It's really, really good. They have a bunch of flavors, and they're all pretty good, but the blue raspberry really takes a cake for me. So if you're into that kind of thing, check it out. Come see us, all that fun stuff. All right, on that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up so I can finish the episode just in time. The episode that you're watching right now. Crazy. Oh, my gosh. The linear nature of time. Am I right? All right, in the meantime, I'll see you out there in the aisles.
The Jungle Gyms podcast is recorded in the WJJI studio inside Jungle Gyms International Market in Fairfield, Ohio. The Jungle Gyms podcast is produced and hosted by Mark Borison.